Recycling advocates in McLean County are pushing back against claims that materials set out at the curb for recycling are going to the landfill or being burned. SGLT's Eric Stock reports advocates' biggest concern is that a lack of attention to what we are and are not setting aside for recycling drives up costs.
There's a lot of garbage and some recycling.
When students flood out of the dorms at Illinois State University to head home for the summer, Andrew Bennett becomes a dumpster diver. He lunges into a 4-foot-tall rollout dumpster, but he's not looking for hidden treasures. He's looking for material that could be recycled.
It's in my heart, in my blood, to keep stuff out of the landfills, and it's, you know, trying to do good.
It's also part of his job as ISU's recycling coordinator. Bennett spends much of move-out week pouring through dumpsters to make sure trashed items can't be salvaged. He cordons off an area to put recyclable materials, but he says it never fails.
It's amazing that students will toss a metal futon up into a garbage roll-off 6 feet, 4 feet high, rather than acknowledging there's a sign there that says we take this metal futon frame and they can just drop it on the ground.
Bennett came to ISU in 2010 just as the university was preparing to convert to single stream recycling. He says that led to a large spike in recycling on campus, not all of it good.
There's the recycling wannabes that think everything can be recycled. Things like plastic hangers or plastic bags. That's the big thing that curbside does not want.
In some cases, Bennett says the problem is just laziness.
We see to-go containers that end up in our recycling when the trash chute is even closer, and we have signs for that.
And no, you can't recycle pizza boxes. There are lots of those on college campuses. Bennett says that leads to more contamination if no one catches it. And the only way to catch it is to have personnel go through the materials bit by bit. And that drives up cost.
They really didn't educate enough. And it's hard for even me to educate. I'm one of the lone educators trying to educate students.
Bennett says his office has tried posting more visible signs at each recycling bin what can and can't be accepted, but that doesn't always help. Surely college campuses aren't the only place where recycling contamination exists. It's a problem just about everywhere. That's why companies that take recyclables are investing millions of dollars to better weed out the materials that may cause contamination. That's the sound of an optical sorter, the key piece of an estimated $3 million renovation at Midwest Fiber Recycling in Normal. Todd Shoemaker, who runs the plant, explains how it works.
So as material is coming in through, it's coming through at a rapid pace, and then it takes an infrared picture, and then a puff of air shoots the plastic or the aluminum or the tin care up and over a divider, and all the paper falls on one side of the divider, and all the containers shoot over to the other side of the divider.
So how did you do it before this?
Before, unfortunately, some of this would end up in our fiber. So some of those smashed water bottles, how they've gotten so thin and so lightweight, when they go through some of our sorting, they would end up in the paper. So we just have people there trying to find it, but they couldn't find enough of them.
Even with machines to separate items, sorting recyclables is labor-intensive, especially at a plant that churns out about 3,000 tons of material each month. Staff work a conveyor belt line where they have to hand-pick all of the milk jugs and laundry detergent bottles and the harder plastics, which are recycled separately from the lighter plastics, aluminum, and tin cans.
Every minute, they're finding 50 items in that area. So you can see they're sorting with their left hand, their right hand. We sometimes joke, usually if you're good at video games, you're pretty good at this job because it's pretty fast moving and your hands are always moving, that hand-eye coordination.
They also have to remove contaminants, really stinky contaminants. He says the most common offenders are pieces of clothing, plastic bags, and diapers. Yes, dirty diapers, which can tangle in equipment. Midwest Fiber takes recyclables from about a million commercial and residential customers throughout Illinois, including Bloomington Normal and parts of Iowa. As many as 9 staffers at a time do manual sorting. After the big sort, Shoemaker works the phones to find buyers. China stopped taking U.S. materials a few years ago because of contamination problems. He says that has turned the recycling market on its head. Some materials can't find a home, at least not a cost-effective one. Some recycled material goes to waste, but Shoemaker says not at Midwest Fiber.
There's stories that come out of Nebraska of recyclers having to landfill material. And fortunately, where we're at geographically and our selling strategy, that's not a really a concern of ours. We have enough domestic paper mills and we have enough good people here to make sure we have a good, clean quality product that we will have a market.
Shoemaker says they can store materials at a warehouse if they can't sell them right away. They did that recently when their plant went offline for 3 weeks during the renovations. And not all recycling materials are equal. Cardboard has plummeted in value in the last year. Shoemaker says that's in part because there's more of it.
10 years ago, 50 dress shirts would ship to Sears in one box. And that Sears would take the box out of the market, and that would get recycled, and the shirts would get put on the shelf. Now, 50 shirts, no longer from Sears, but from wherever, get shipped to your house, and each one of those creates a box.
As recently as a year ago, ISU's Andrew Bennett says Midwest paid $100 a ton for cardboard. Now he gets about $5 a ton. Some materials face such a poor recycling market, recyclers won't take them. Area Disposal Service of Peoria, a recycler in central Illinois and parts of Missouri and Iowa, operates landfills in Clinton and Hopedale, Illinois, and Pike County, Missouri. Company spokesman Eric Shangra says Area Disposal will no longer recycle glass.
We took a load of 21 tons of glass to a processor in Wisconsin. And between taking it up there with the truck and bringing the truck back, we made $6. And you can't run a business on making $6 on a 21 tons worth of material.
And that was before the company added labor and transportation costs. Just like Midwest Fiber, Shangra says Area Disposal put in a multi-million dollar recycling processing system at its facility in Pekin. The company recently signed its first municipal recycling contract in Hayworth that excludes glass. Shangra says glass left in the recycling bin will end up in the landfill.
And I know it's hard on people when they wash out that cottage cheese container or wash out that Ragu bottle that they've done for so long and they want it recycled and they put it in. That's annoying to them when they hear it's going in the landfill. But that's the reality of the marketplace.
Different companies taking different materials adds confusion. And Ecology Action Center Director Michael Brown says this is at a time the recycling industry wants a simple, unified message to encourage more people to recycle.
Some sectors will have one list of acceptable items, and then for others, there's a slightly different list. And so it does complicate our messaging somewhat.
The Ecology Action Center in Normal has set a county-wide goal of recycling 50% of trash by the year 2022. It's currently 42%. Brown says customers should be confident that when they recycle according to the directions, that's exactly what will happen.
We have very high confidence because of strong relationships and just the transparency with these local companies of what's going on, that things are being recycled when people say they're being recycled.
Recycling costs money, especially when markets dwindle. Normal Public Works Director Wayne Aldridge says municipalities have to pay more.
I would say the price has basically doubled since this time last year, so we are concerned with this trend.
Aldridge says the average monthly recycling haul was about 150 tons through the town of Normal curbside and drop-off programs. That cost the town about $90,000 a year, about twice what it was a year ago. Aldridge says that part of the town's budget has some flexibility for now.
I think we're still comfortable with funding the program at this point. It will certainly be something we discuss and study in greater detail when we go through our budget process beginning in July.
Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Card says the days municipalities could make money recycling are long gone. Picard says recycling is still cheaper than hauling it to the landfill. City pays $45 a ton for recycling and about $53 a ton for trash. Card says it's a challenge to encourage more people to recycle, but not haphazardly.
It's been hard over the years to try to encourage the right type of recycling.
Card says about 80% of residents recycle something, but he'd like to see those who do recycle to do more.
Much of the material in your home, you know, about 70% of a lot of what you take in, it can be recycled. So there really are a lot of opportunities if people are willing to put in that time to try to reduce the materials that go to the landfill.
High Issues Andrew Bennett offers a word of caution. He says before you toss something in the recycling bin, make sure that's where it should go.
We really do have to train the consumer to just when in doubt, throw it out. That's contamination is the biggest thing.
If residents don't get smarter at recycling, municipalities may one day have to decide whether they can still afford to pay for recycling when the county no longer has its own landfill. The county's trash is now being taken to Livingston County. I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington Normal and the Ecology Action Center each have specifics on how and what to recycle on their websites. Bloomington residents can also get more information on the Recycle Coach app.